One-on-one, the professional, right here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. We're here this morning with the Central Classic 5K. Basically, explain the 5K and kind of why you're putting together this 5K.
Absolutely. So I'm Alicia Winward. I am the librarian at Central Middle School. I've been a member of Central staff for the past 13 years, so we've kind of seen a lot of teachers, ideas, different things come and go in the community. The idea for the 5K race started about 5 years ago. It was the brainchild of former Central principal, who is now our current athletic director for Bartlesville, Mr. Ryan Huff. We have so much support in our community. At the time, our building was approaching its 100th birthday. The community had just passed the bond issue, allowing us to have some major renovations go on in our school. And we were just really thankful with all the support we were receiving from the community in terms of the bond issue, our parent support group who constantly funds different things we want going on in our classroom and the big ideas. But we had some really big ideas, and we thought with this new and improved building and all the stuff that the parents have done for us, we want to bring something to the table, too. We want to bring money to help fund some of these bigger ideas, some things that maybe weren't covered in the bond issue, to make our school building really, really great and accessible for the students, more than just shiny, more than just something new. So we really felt like as a teachers and staff, we wanted to put forth the effort to do something else for our school. We also wanted to be contributors. One of the big items on our list that we were looking to fund was kind of some renovations in the auditorium. The bond didn't cover this really cool historical auditorium that we have here in Central. We've since got new seat and new carpets, and we're slowly piecing that together. But just the AV system was ancient and terrible to use, and you never knew from one day to the next, you know, if it's going to work for choir, orchestra, or the guest speaker, or whatever. So we wanted to really bring that up to date, and it took two races to fully realize that dream. We're now totally digital. We run the lights and sound and everything on an iPad, and it's really great, and it's kind of the norm now for what's going on. So we kind of wanted to raise money for items like that that really were big-ticket items that seemed too big to ask, you know, parents to fund, and really not appropriate to ask the community to do, but different ways to improve our school that really needed more money than everybody pitching in $5.
And so you mentioned there's been multiple races in the past. So this is not your first mm-hmm. year.
Right.
And of course, every year, you as a race director, I guess, the race gets better and better. You fine tune things and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Are you expecting this race to be bigger than the previous two?
Or I don't know. You know, so this will be our fourth annual. The first one, really in terms of raising funds, was our biggest one. Everybody's hyped up, the whole community jumps on board, and we really did get a lot of backing in terms of sponsors and people that really wanted to help us get this off the ground. I would say we haven't gone down, but we've kind of remained steady the last 2 years after the first one. So we really would love for participation to grow in terms of sponsorships and people supporting monetarily. It's kind of even right now, and we're totally happy with it because we're very grateful for everyone that supports us in terms of sponsorships. But we would love for just runner participation to grow. It's a unique time of year. The last Saturday in February is kind of where we found our niche. We did a lot of research of other local 5K races, as well as people who run, you know, the half marathons and the marathons, you know, in our state. And we wanted to pick a day that, number one, didn't impede with somebody else's fundraiser. That's the last thing we want to do, is make other people sad. But also maybe be a good spot on the training schedule for people who are training for those halves and full marathons, where they like, oh, yeah, I needed to do that long race or a long run that day anyway, and so let's jump on board. So hopefully our participation continues to grow, because we were pretty thoughtful about choosing the date. The first year, we ran the race in about 2 feet of snow. And I'm sure lots of people remember that. And we kind of, the racing company, we said, if they can make it here from Tulsa and Owosso, then we're go. And that was actually the most fun year, because it was just so crazy and unlike any other race I've participated in.
Absolutely. And so people who are hopefully going to listen to this, and hopefully we can get the word out and people to know, there's definitely ways to help I guess, help with this race, not only by participation, by running the race and signing up for the race itself, but if they're in a position to possibly sponsor this race, is there still, are you still taking sponsorships?
We are still taking sponsorships. We have a lot of great sponsorship opportunities, kind of advertising opportunities. So not only are our sponsors supporting our school, which supports our community in a big way, but it also helps us put their name out there too. Some new businesses, some smaller businesses. There's different levels of sponsorships where, you know, even the smallest donation can allow you to put something in the runner swag bags, which gets your name out there to about our 300 to 350 participants that will run our race. And then all the way on up to, you know, bigger sponsorship levels with more accessibility to advertising, like on the T-shirts and on the posters. We already have great support from some local businesses and local families, and we would love to add more people to that list.
Absolutely. And, of course, people coming to sign up, Bartlesville is a big running community, whether people want to believe that or not.
It is.
Bartlesville is a huge running community, and this is a good race to kind of get back out of the winter blues and back into it. Where is the course? What does the course look like? And, of course, I think people now are always very concerned. Is it a certified 5K?
Yes. So one of the ideas, the very first year of the race, we are with you. We know that Bartlesville is a huge running community. We've got a lot of very serious runners who participate in a variety of things all over the country. And the world, we have a central teacher who even participates in the Ironman triathlon. So it was important to us to appeal to runners, not only just the community and our students and having fun, but actual runners. So that first year, you know, there are other courses out there and several races run the same course, and that's just natural for a community that's not unheard of. But we really, really wanted to showcase Central, and we have such a great park area with the Central Park, the Earl Sears Park downtown, that we really wanted a race that started and ended at Central, since the race really is in support of and a celebration of our school. So the first year that we ran the race, we did pay for the certification. So our course is a certified course that starts at Central Middle School. It winds through the historical homes of downtown a little bit before it reaches the high school. And people familiar with Bartlesville will know there's a Pathfinder entrance, which is our trail system behind the high school. So once you get through our historical neighborhood, you jump on the Pathfinder and you run that piece until you pop back out at the RV park and then back up to Central. So it's a loop. You finish where you started, and it's a great loop where you can see Central as you begin and as you end. The Pathfinder piece of the race is pretty mellow. But there are a few hills at the beginning when you're running through the neighborhoods where unseasoned runners would say, oh, it's pretty flat in Bartlesville. But if you've run races, you know that it's hilly.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, of course, there's a 5K and a fun run as well. Talk about the fun run a little bit.
Fun run's just a 1 mile, no pressure. So you won't get an official chip time. You can still look at the time board when you cross over the finish line. But just some fun stuff. We've got a lot of younger runners, I know, up and coming in our community. A lot of our elementary schools do runs and really support their students doing fun runs through that. So we also wanted to have an option for people who want to support the school, who want to get out on a Saturday but maybe don't want to commit to the whole 5K. It's just a good opportunity to really, it's fun. You don't think you're going to have fun waking up early on a Saturday morning to go run a race, but it is.
And, of course, there's nothing like going out to a race day and that community that is built with everyone who's out there participating and being a runner. People who come out and they race, another huge question that people ask a lot, do I have a chance to win a medal?
Yes, we do have medals. I mean... It's a race medal. It's not a bar of gold. But we do have excellent race medals, and because we are a school hosting a race, it was really important for us to recognize the students and the younger runners that are out here running. So we do have medals in all of the traditional adult age groups, but we've actually narrowed down quite a bit the medals, age group medals for the younger runners, because we wanted to encourage kids to start running also. And so when you get to the really, you know, the 0 15-year-old age categories. We've really narrowed them down so we can give away even more medals in a traditional race.
Of course, and that's always a big thing, and people always want to know. It should be a pretty good turnout, hopefully, as we're mm-hmm. hoping towards it. People are listening, and they're like, well, this is a good race, this is a good cause, I want to participate. How do they sign up? Where can they get all that information?
So we have there is a Central Middle School Bartlesville Facebook page. So you can have, if you would like information about the school in general, and then there is an event created under that page. You can just search Central Classic 5K Race Bartlesville on Facebook. There is a Facebook event created just for the Central Classic if you don't want all the other school information. And then just to sign up to run, we are on runsignup.com.
Okay. And so there's a lot of people hopefully going to come out to this. They're going to support by participating, by running in the race. We mentioned sponsors ago. You said you had some sponsors already signed up for this, to sponsor this race. Anybody mm-hmm. you can tell us?
Oh, we would love to share the businesses and families that have committed to sponsoring us already. Some great local businesses. Play for Burke has always been a big supporter. Jim Moore State Farm. We've got Bennett Vision and Glenn Security. CrossFit Bartlesville has supported us from the very beginning. We have several teachers in Central and in our community that are great lovers of CrossFit. Kelleher Architects, Trudy Credit Union, Wassmiller Insurance Agency, Archambault Financial, Excel Therapy, Dr. Allert, Wilson Psychological, and Dungis Autos. A couple of new ones this year that are really cool. Moxie on Second is going to be a supporter this year, a sponsor of our race, and Maria's Tacos, which we're super pumped about because we love Maria's Tacos here at Central. And then an up-and-coming business, it's Heartland Coffee Roasters, which has had an online presence for years. They're soon opening their new Outpost Coffee House location right by Wheezy's, and they're committed to sponsoring us as well. And even if you don't have a business, family and friends of Central can support also. We've got great support from the families, Haskell family, the Butlers, the Craigs, the Bryants, the Meserleys, the Winwards, and the Satterfields. And water this year for our runners, you don't have to carry it with you. You don't have to worry about losing it. Tate Boys is going to provide the water for all of our runners again this year.
And that's a good point that you brought up that sometimes gets a little bit overlooked. Races are hard to put on. 5Ks are mm-hmm. hard to put on. Don't let anybody tell you differently. Water is being provided by Tate Boys, like you said. Do you have volunteers, and is there still room to sign up for volunteers?
There is. There are ways to communicate, especially if you go to that run sign up where you want sign up for the run. There is an email address on there that you can communicate with the organizers of the race, me, and a couple of other people. And if you just want to come help hand out water, keep time. We're always looking for people to man the turns to make sure the runners are going in the right direction. And like you said, it is a huge undertaking, and we need all the help we can get. But since it's our fourth year, we feel like it's not easier, but it's at least more streamlined, and we know what's coming.
Absolutely. And being a runner myself and running in so many different races and being all over the place running these things, I think one of the biggest things that makes or breaks a race is their volunteers. And people here in Bartlesville are so kind and generous. Yeah. It's exciting to know that the volunteers will be so impactful in this race.
Yes, I agree. Even in that first year in that 2 feet of snow, we had people at every corner guiding the turns. And not only that, as the runners were running through our downtown neighborhoods, there were people out on their porches with their morning coffee and their parkas just cheering on the runners, and that's great motivation also.
Absolutely. So fourth year, Central 5K. Is there a theme for it or just show up and run?
You know, the name that we came up with initially was the Central Classic. It's kind of a classic building in this community, kind of a Central icon. Check out our race website, our Facebook page, for the really awesome race logo, which will be on our T-shirt this year. We think it's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And, of course, photography. You're going to put some pictures on your Facebook after the race as well. Runners love to look at themselves on Facebook.
Yes. I take as many as I can. I'm not a professional, though. We usually get a lot of support from Run the Streets also. They will be running our race again this year, and then they usually come with a lot of spectators and sometimes professional photographers that help us capture those moments too.
And Run the Streets, great program here in Bartlesville, and of course I think that all these programs all can help benefit each other with that as well. A great race mm-hmm. coming up, you said the last Saturday in February?
Yes, that is Saturday, February 24th.
Okay. 24th of February. You can sign up on Facebook. You can also sign up on Run Sign Me Up. And 5K's coming up. Fun Run's coming up. And we're looking forward to it. We appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much. RunSignUp.com.
All right. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You too.